This week is the second programme about Handel and the Hanoverian kings. Last week I spoke about Handel and George I in that famous public extravaganza, the Water Music. One of the reasons that the music was written was to draw attention away from the king's far more popular son, George II. In 1727, George I died on his way to visit Hanover. The reign of George II was to usher in a period of music in which Handel was to flourish. The king was not very interested in the arts, disliking poetry and painting, but he enjoyed music. He is the king who would stand up in the Hallelujah Chorus of Messiah, a tradition which audiences follow to this day. He commissioned the fireworks music, and his coronation included one of the most famous pieces ever composed by Handel, Zadok the Priest. Handel was commissioned to write four anthems for the coronation. This was interspersed with music by other English composers. Despite the magnificence of the occasion, there was some chaos on the day. A copy of the service sheet has survived, with notes written in the margin by Archbishop Wake. He noted that the first anthem was omitted due to the negligence of the choir of Westminster. A following anthem was in confusion, and Zadok the priest was sung in the wrong place. Then the choir was placed on either side of the altar, meaning they could not see each other. Nonetheless, the stunningly theatrical Zadok the priest saved the day. Beginning with a soft arpeggiated figure in the orchestra, it builds up to one of the most famous crescendos in music. The entry of the chorus must have stunned everyone in the abbey that day. Not surprisingly, Zadok the priest has been used in every coronation since then. Because the biblical text refers to King Solomon, the words remain "God save the king," even if the monarch is a queen. Here is Zadok the priest, performed by the king's consort under Robert King. was Handel's Zadok the Priest, performed by the King's Consort under Robert King. FMR 101.3.